In northern Iraq, the U.S. military is taking care of Kurdish refugees. In the Philippines, it's the U.S. military who are the refugees, as the U.S. Navy takes care of thousands of Air Force families evacuated from Clark Air Base. That facility is in the shadow of the newly awakened Mount Pinatubo volcano, which some experts say could blow at any time. Maggie Sterner reports on the exodus to Subic Bay Naval Base.
Life certainly has changed at the U.S. Subic Bay Naval Station. People are sleeping wherever they can fit a cot. Some men's restrooms are now ladies' rooms, and business at the Subic Commissary has tripled since the evacuation of everyone from Clark. People from both bases are making the best of an uncertain situation. Seaman Catherine Traynor from Subic says it's not a big problem for her.
They're leaving all their stuff over there. Maybe it'll be there, maybe it won't. When they go back, I don't mind helping them out at all.
For Subic Marine Private Kevin Bernheisel, there's a certain advantage to the evacuation.
It's nice to see a lot of American Air Force women around, you know.
U.S. volcanologists say some lava oozed out of Mount Pinatubo today, but there were no major eruptions. At some point very soon, though, military officials will have to decide what to do about Clark. In the meantime, officials say all they can do is watch the volcano. Maggie Sterner for CBS News, Subic Bay Naval Station, Philippines.
Jordan's King Hussein was taken to a military hospital last night. Palace spokesman Fuad Ayoub says it was a heart problem.
It is an irregular heartbeat, and he is in very, very good condition right now. He will leave the hospital today, tomorrow, I don't know, but thanks God he's in very good condition.
The Jordanian monarch, 55 years old, has had the same problem before. A Western diplomat in Kuwait has told the New York Times he plans to lodge a protest with the Kuwaiti government over its forced expulsion of civilians into Iraq. The diplomat said that violates an agreement reached at the end of the war. In Sri Lanka, Tamil Tiger rebels said today they're ready for peace talks to end an 8-year-old civil war and suggested negotiations in Europe. The government says it's the first time they've heard of a Tiger willingness to talk peace. The watchdog General Accounting Office is telling Congress the $80 billion it's already voted for savings and loan bailouts next year won't be enough, that it will cost at least $50 billion more. The GAO has turned up a pile of apparent foul-ups by the Resolution Trust Corporation. Last January, for example, the RTC awarded a $7.4 million contract to a management company to look after assets. It turns out the RTC had already sold. RTC Chairman William Seidman says, in effect, lighten up.
When you're undertaking a huge task like this, we try not to politicize it, try not to yell fire before we even see smoke, and take a reasoned look at things. We have thousands of people who are working 7 days a week trying to work this thing out, and we need to be careful that we make reasoned judgments on what's going on.
The Jordanian monarch, 55 years old, has had the same problem before. A Western diplomat in Kuwait has told the New York Times he plans to lodge a protest with the Kuwaiti government over its forced expulsion of civilians into Iraq. The diplomat said that violates an agreement reached at the end of the war. In Sri Lanka... Ready? Seidman says as many as 440 more banks could go under. President Bush's older brother, Prescott Bush, reportedly was paid to help arrange the 1989 purchase of a financial services company by a Tokyo firm with strong ties to Japan's underworld. The Washington Post reports there's no evidence Bush knew of the firm's alleged mob ties. It's 7:03.
Now's the time to say yes to the advantages of owning Chrysler LeBaron, America's best-selling convertible based on 1990 calendar year sales. And remember, Chrysler knows convertibles. Say yes to all the luxury and value Chrysler built into their convertibles. Chrysler LeBaron is one of the few convertibles designed and built as a convertible from the ground up. Now is the time to get your 1991 LeBaron convertible. Get $1,000 cash back on new dealer stock. $1,000. LeBaron features a fully lined power top for all season quiet and comfort, standard driver's airbag, an available 3-liter multi-point fuel-injected V6 engine, optional leather, and more. And all for a base sticker price of just $16,486, excluding title and taxes. So say yes to Chrysler LeBaron convertible. It's a winner. Advantage Chrysler.
Don't miss these great savings on a new 1991 LeBaron convertible, but hurry, this offer ends soon. So visit your Southern California Chrysler Plymouth dealer today.
New Orleans was drenched yesterday by relentless rain, which brought 6 inches in one 90-minute period. Rush hour motorists were caught in street flooding, and a 10-year-old boy disappeared in a suburban drainage canal. More from Mike Longman of WWL-TV.
The water was parking meter deep, forcing some motorists to abandon their cars in the middle of downtown New Orleans during rush hour.
I had to leave my car. I left my car and waved in the water to the bus bus stop, and now I'm waiting on a bus.
New Orleans meteorologist Dave Barnes said the flooding resulted from a series of thunderstorms that lined up like a freight train.
It was a narrow region of very heavy, intense rain, and the pumps couldn't handle it. The other drainage systems couldn't handle it, primarily because of the fact that the rates at some points were of the order of 3 inches, 4 inches even, an hour in some cases.
The downtown Hotel Dew Hospital suffered damage to some of its equipment, but patient care went on as normal, despite a flooded-out first floor. Mike Longman for CBS News, New Orleans.
Heavy rains and flooding have delayed spring planting in parts of the nation's farm belt. Instead of being covered with corn stalks, many fields are underwater. Vern Beachy reports from Des Moines affiliate KRNT.
Many farmers in Iowa are battling flooded fields as the traditional deadline for planting corn draws near. This spring's heavy rainfall has affected northern Iowa producers the most, and Extension Director Don Untite says 286,000 acres of corn have yet to be planted in Wright County alone.
Rains every second or third day and many heavy rains, 3 to 4 inches at a time, set our planting back beyond anything that we've ever experienced.
While the profit margin for farmers is narrow during a good year, Untide says producers are now facing returns of 30% less than normal.
We've got big economic dollars at stake here with the livelihood of the people. So it's a very, very serious problem.
Meanwhile, farmers are awaiting word from the federal government on their request for financial aid. Fern Beachy for CBS News, Des Moines.
The unofficial winners in baseball's National League expansion sweepstakes are Miami and Denver. Karen Trinidad reports from Denver affiliate KOA.
The National League owners still have to approve the committee's recommendation, but that isn't holding back Denver fans. In fact, they're thinking big, real big.
Yeah, I would. I would really love to see a World Series game.
That might be a few years yet. The team won't play its first season until 1993. But Denver fans have waited a long time for this, and they'll be ready for that first pitch.
I will be at every game in 93 when we get the team.
One fan has put his entire life on hold.
I guess now I can start having kids, because I can take them out to the ball game, and we can have a whole lot of fun.
Some thoughts on names for the team? How about the Colorado Grizzlies or the Colorado Rockies? Karen Trinidad for CBS News, Denver.
This is Wayne Roostin with CBS affiliate WINZ in Miami.
It's been too long in coming. Major League spending too much money on individuals, and they need to spread it around a little bit.
Florida sees its share of Major League ball, being a spring training mecca for more than half the National and American League teams, proof that a Major League franchise might survive here. Says fan Chris Weir, Miami is 60% Latin.
Latin people are born with gloves and baseballs in their hands.
And sports bar manager Vic Abdo sees other benefits.
Not only is it great for Miami, it's great for the business.
The team could play in a converted Joe Robbie Stadium where more than 100,000 people watched two exhibition games last March. Miami seems a sure bet, and it couldn't have happened soon enough for Susan Miller.
About time we get something here, some kind of baseball team here.
Wayne Roostin for CBS News, Miami.
Britain's House of Commons has approved a bill to control pit bull terriers and other dangerous dogs. Under it, they must be neutered, registered, and muzzled in public. Word from Washington, the U.S. trade balance was over $10 billion in the black during the first quarter of the year, the first time in nearly 9 years the nation has had a trade surplus. It was due mostly, though, to cash contributions from U.S. allies in the Gulf War. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is ahead nearly 7 points at 2982.34. It's 7:10.